And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 31st of January, 2009. Today is the 30th birthday of the man who holds the European record for reciting from memory Pi, Daniel Paul Tammet, who was able to recite Pi, the number that begins 3.14, all the way to 22,514 digits, which he did from memory in 5 hours and 9 minutes. He was born in London, 1979, grew up autistic, epileptic, and with synesthesia, a rare condition in which a person has unique sensory experiences, which Tammet himself described as a visual emotional experience of numbers, a neurological mixing of the senses in which he saw alphabetical letters or numbers in color. Vladimir Nabokov, the writer, was also a synesthete and documented this in his memoir, Speak Memory. Daniel Paul Tammet begins his memoir, "I was born on January 31st, 1979, a Wednesday. I know it was a Wednesday because the date is blue in my mind, and Wednesdays are always blue, like the number 9 or the sound of loud voices arguing." He wrote, "Numbers are my friends, and they are always around me. Each one is unique and has its own personality." The memoir entitled Born on a Blue Day, Inside the Extraordinary Mind of an Autistic Savant. It's the birthday of John O'Hara, born in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 1905, one of the most popular serious writers of his lifetime. Wrote many best-selling novels, Appointment in Samara, A Rage to Live. Many critics consider his best work to have been his short stories, collected in 1984. It's the birthday of Norman Mailer, born Long Branch, New Jersey, 1923, an engineering student at Harvard when he was drafted into the Army, 1944. Served in the Philippines, Japan, then after the war moved to New York City and spent about a year writing a novel about the war called The Naked and the Dead. Considered the definitive literary novel about World War II, and it made Norman Mailer famous at the age of 25. Won the Pulitzer Prize for his book The Armies of the Night, and again for his nonfiction novel The Executioner's Song in 1979. Here's a poem for today by Linda Gregg entitled The Wait. Two horses were put together in the same paddock, night and day, in the night and in the day, wet from heat and the chill of the wind on it, muzzle to water, snorting, head swinging, and the taste of bay in the shadowed air, the dignity of being. They slept that way, knowing each other always, withers quivering for a moment, fetlock, and the proud rise at the base of the tail, width of back, the volume of them, and each other's weight. Fences were nothing compared to that. People were nothing. They slept standing, their throats curved against the other's rump. They breathed against each other, whinnied and stomped. There are things they did that I do not know. The privacy of them had a river in it, had our universe in it, and the way its border looks back at us with its light. This was finally their freedom, the freedom an oak tree knows that is built at night by stars." A poem, The Wait, by Linda Gregg, from Chosen by the Lion, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.